Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I don't even know where we're up to because I used a different. I don't have my papers with me. We're learning about matzah. Dinei Hamayim, maybe. Kuftes. I think we're up to Kuftes. We started Kuftes. Yeah. Mayim Shalonu. Let's skip to Kuf Yud Aleph. Hilchos Bedikas Chametz will be Tula B'Layla Shlefnei Erev Pesach. That would be Sunday night this year. Both Ginas HaChametz, you have to check your house of Chametz. The women have been doing so, I mean maybe the men also, since who knows when. Purim cotton, whatever it takes. And the truth is, I didn't speak it out this year, one of the things you should do, most of the cleaning, I think, most, you could really be doing a technical Bedikas Chametz. Not the ideal Bedikas Chametz, which is the night before, but many say that even Lechatchila, not practical the way we live and the way with all of our furniture and all of our belongings and all of our clothing and this, the massive amounts of stuff that we have. It's not practical to expect, it's not practical to have a proper Bedikas Chametz the night before. And we taka don't. By Bedikas Chametz, not usually the house is spotless and cleaned. And we make a cursory Bedika. Now that's what we make the bracha on. There's different ways that is dealt with by the achronim. One of the ways is that we have to be bodek lor haner. I have seen enough achronim say, and I even started doing this a little, but please don't tell anybody. I won't get a shidduch for my daughter. Why don't you just flip on the switch of the room, turn on the light, and you'll be able to see something. And check, and we have fluorescence, and it's relatively rare. When you have a corner of a closet, and a chanami, a corner of a drawer, a closet, so then you use our haner for the chorin hazdokin, use a flashlight, it's not the issue now. But if you're talking about cleaning a room, there's nothing like a fluorescent or halogen light. I mean, it's absurd. Now, why aren't I a reform rabbi? Because the Gemara talks about achsadra, a place that's open and it doesn't have all the walls and the sunlight is streaming in. And it's just totally light. Achsadra la'ora nivdekes. You can check the achsadra la'ora. Now, maybe not lachatchila, because you're supposed to be bodek at night, lor haner. Anyway, most of the, if you imagine the women cleaning the house, most of the time, l'chora, they could be doing it in a way of bedikas chametz. It's light. It's, you know, it's not usual that they're doing corners. So they could be mechaven that they've started Bedikas Chametz already. Weird as it sounds, they're not making a bracha. You don't make a bracha till the night before. And then, you know, it's like you're finishing. That's one way the Achronim have of dealing with it. To include all of the cleaning in your mitzvahs, Bedika Ubir Chametz. Because most of the time it is that, because it's certainly light enough. And you're searching for chametz, and you're looking to destroy it, and you're looking all over. And if you wanted to make it mamish ideal, when she gets to a nook or cranny, she would take a flashlight and look there, right? And that would make it like perfect. So that's one way of dealing with it. So you really are doing B'dikas Chametz, the mitzvahs B'dikas Chametz, the Chazal, mitzvah B'dikas Chametz, all along. And you're finishing it on Erev, you know, at night. Okay, so Motkinus Chametz V'chayavim Livdok Miyad B'tchilas Alayla. And we always want volunteers in the shul to help. Ari Stern always makes an announcement that the more people we have, the less time it will take. And he has it all extremely misudar already in zones and everything. And I always get up and announce, not that night, but before, that the din that Yemuchuyav Livdok B'tchilas Halayla, right, is really fulfilled, because you do have a chiyuv bedik in the shul if you're a member. It's a mokum shemachnisim bo chametz, and ironically, your wife or the women in the house cleaned already, right? But here in the shul, it was never cleaned without you so de-cleaning with the intention of getting rid of chametz, and therefore, it's you're really doing the mitzvah the way Chazal intended, that you're looking at night for chametz. And it wasn't really clean from chametz yet, and you do that night. So, and that's your tchilas halayla. So that's totally legitimate, because you have a chiyuv b'dika in the shul. You come here, you bring in the food, you live here, you come here, and therefore you mekayim this inyan of tchilas halayla. Vasa lahaschul lechol olasu shemalocha chatzi shor kodem halayla. You can't start a meal or get involved in anything. Not even a shear. Ain bot ganela b'ner shal shava yechidi. So again, it's a candle, not a torch, because not even if it's braided, because you're afraid if the flame is too big, there'll be a fire. Unfortunately, just about every year, there's at least like one fire you read about, you know, because of B'dikas Chametz. I remember once making a fire in Muncie. I was still in my frum years, and I was using a candle, and I went under the crib to look, and the crib had like pieces hanging down, and it caught on fire and it burst into flame. And okay, so we were all there and we put it out right away, but it's talking of dangerous. You have to be careful.
But if you're truly doing a B'dika Chametz, a little tiny candle, you're not really going to be able to see that well.
I don't know. We don't, you know, again, they had small houses, and we're used to it. We're used to like the equivalent of brilliant sunshine. You know, before the advent of electricity, how would we be sitting? I don't know how many, even less people would come to a shir than now, if you can imagine such a thing.
We'd have a candelabra.
We would all be sitting here, like peering at our sefer by candlelight. If you think about the gedolim from Kiveger, Meshach, Pnei Yeshua, anybody like sitting and learning Yom Balayla, and like it didn't look like this. It looked like this, and it's hard to imagine. So they used a candle and they searched every inch. I don't know where they were looking. You know, you imagine these stone, like the Kosel, they're looking in the crevices for that half-eaten cookie that was stuck in. It's true. Nowadays, the way we're set up, it seems counterproductive. I stopped using a candle ages ago. I use a flashlight. And now I don't use a flashlight either. I give the flashlight out to my kids. They enjoy themselves with the flashlights, and I look for chametz, like fluorescent light.
So you don't necessarily have to use a candle?
You do, but for what? For the choron of stocking. And if we can create an achsadra, so what you end up, what I end up doing, and what a lot of people end up doing, is they make a bracha. Either, and they start being bodeg like for 5 minutes with a flashlight or with a candle. A lot of people start with a candle for 5 minutes and they blow out the candle and they mutter, this is ridiculous, and they put on the flashlight. Lately, I do the checking of the whole room, and I tell my kids to go like into the, under the couch and into the chair, you know, like, and they have the flashlights. I buy everybody flashlights, and they do the flashlights, and I'm building the whole room, you know, and it's light. How am I Mekayim L'Oran Nes? I start off with a candle, like, for, you know, 2 minutes. You do need L'Chora Or HaNer, but, you know, I don't know why the fluorescent isn't a Ner. You know, we're not talking about Hadlokas Neros Hanukkah, that it has to be a particular type of Ner, you know, similar to the one in the Beis HaMikdash, so you can't use an electric menorah. The Zman of Bedikah is at night. Right? So you have to be Bodek L'Oran Ner, because it's dark at night. So Chazal, it's also learned out from Psukim, Ner Hashem Nishma Sodom, a Ner, I don't know, again, the way we have it, it doesn't seem like you can't see anything with a Ner. I don't know what to say. Start off with a Ner, make the bracha, after 2-3 minutes, put it out, try to look at one thing, one shelf of a bookcase, look out for a Ner, two shelves of a bookcase, and then just use whatever lightens up the room. And I'll deny I said that. No, I think by now pretty much everyone's coming around. I think of Eliashiv and Shlomo Zalman all said, certainly you should check the room by the light of the room. No reason why not. Eid and air? Okay, so you start off with an air, and that's how you make your bracha. Okay. Oh boy.
You need a ride?
Do you have a